lovers, and dear man.
Thank you, Father Hines. This is your chairman, Dr. Gino Hamilton, presiding at another concert of the no doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, which is lower than. Tonight's music of the three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues, will again be conducted by Maestro Paul Lavelle, the Juilliard Jeep, and Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine, who is from Hunger, Fourth Avenue, the Bronx. Mademoiselle Lulie Jean is our vocal soloist, and the Princeton postgraduate, Dr. Will S. Scott, says that he is our intermission commentator. And he adds, does anybody want to make anything of it? Now, as our special guest, we are indeed honored to have with us the distinguished American concert pianist, Earl Father Hines.
Yeah, man.
Pardon me, Father Hines, you weren't supposed to speak there.
I know, Doc, but when I see an unguarded microphone, I ain't got no shame.
Yes, I see. But the house lights are going down now, and Maestro Lavelle is carefully putting aside his yo-yo. We are to hear the Maestro's Griegs in the Groove version of In the Hall of the Mountain King. America's greatest jazz pianist, the name of Earl Father Hines is always found right up at the top.
Gee, Doc, you mean me?
As we were saying, Father Hines has long been noted for his superb artistry of the sizzling tit-tipple. Right now, he illustrates this artistry with his own version of Intermezzo. The work opens in the best classical tradition, with many pianistic arpeggios and cadenzas. Then the style suddenly changes, giving way to boogie-woogie and finally bounce. As Father Hines explains it, from there on, intermezzo's going to be a plain mess. Earl, Father Hines, and intermezzo. Thank you. we shall expect to hear from you again later. Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine was vastly surprised last week to learn that his name is included in the newest edition of Who's Who in America. As the good doctor proudly said to his musicians, "In Who's Who I'm included, and on sustaining yet." Actually, Dr. Levine received this honor for his work in digging up many of the early Dixieland classics, many of which might better have been left covered up. For instance, we hear a work now which probably has not been played in a number of years. It is called the Louisiana Mess Around, and it features solos by the doctor himself on trumpet, Professor Alfred Lewis Evans on clarinet, and Professor Rudolph Amadeus Adler on tenor saxophone. Louisiana Mess Around. Been asking lately what happened to the large St. Bernard who used to accompany Mademoiselle Lully Jean everywhere she went. Well, unfortunately, the St. Bernard is now accompanying another singer. As our celebrated young prima donna explains it, I had to drop his option. Every time I sang, too many fans wrote in asking for autographs from the St. Bernard. It is just such true devotion to her art that has made Mademoiselle Lully Jean the great singer she is today. But let us listen now as she sings the early American ballad, Deep River.
My home is over Jordan. bought a crossover into campground. Oh, chiller, don't you want to go to that gospel feast, to that promised land, to the land where all is peace? Deep river, Lord, I want to cross over into Pamplon.
We have now reached the intermission in tonight's concert by the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. As intermission speaker, we have with us Dr. Will S. Scott, the distinguished philologist and music annotator. Dr. Scott's subject is, quote,
the sarcophagal morosity of the spirinal afflatus and its homolaurative repacuosity.
Unquote. Yes.
Also, some of its minor musical ramifications as applied to the production of eggs.
Yes, indeed. Here is Dr. Scott. First, however, Doctor, would you mind explaining something?
Not at all, Dr. Hamilton.
Well, I'd like to ask, who is the strange character you brought along with you?
Oh, you mean this thing? This is Professor Jackson Fluffmouth McCarthy.
But who is he?
Well, you remember last week I got three laughs?
Yes, you did.
So now he's my agent. He also talks.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? We are speaking to you from box 44 and a half. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? We are speaking to you from box 44 and a half. We turn the page and say that we are now at the end of one of the greatest romances in all music. Tristan is dying because of a deficiency in his diet. It seems somebody fed Tristan too much dagger. Ah, but here are Tristan's last words.
Yeah, man.
If you'll pardon me, Dr. Scott, aren't things a little more confused tonight than usual?
He means things ain't kosher.
Perhaps you are right, gentlemen. Actually, the whole matter is very simple. To clear it all up, let me point out that since the spirinal afflatus of the legume militated most repacuously against sarcophagal morosity, his homolaurative lecomiousness will probably never be completely ventositized. I thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Scott. In answer to many requests, Maestro Paul Lavelle now repeats a selection from his Children's Corner series. The work is the nursery rhyme, Ten Little Indians, known to child psychologists as a junior jump. The Ten Little Indians have come to New York to protest that when Peter Minuet bought Manhattan for $24, the said little Indians got took. First, the Indians go to Coney Island, where they ride on the merry-go-round and the roller coaster. Next, they go to a Park Avenue restaurant, which is very swank, and confidentially it does. The harsh cries of the native glamour girls are too much for them, however, so they give the girls a cheer they learned while passing through the Bronx. Then they politely kick over the joint and go to a literary tea. Alas, the ten little Indians do not know that tea at a literary tea is always 120 proof. So when they head for home, they end up in the Latin section of Harlem instead. Here they have fun kicking the conga around, and then with a polite statement of ugh, each bows from the waist and quietly bites the dust. Maestro Paul Lavelle's Ten Little Indians.
Thank you.
Mademoiselle Lulie Jean heard about Dr. Levine's newest honor, getting his name into Who's Who just for digging up early American music, well, it gave her pause. That must be what Dr. Levine means, she said, when he goes around saying, dig, dig. Whereupon, Mademoiselle Lulie Jean decided to do some digging of her own, and she has unearthed a long-forgotten slow freight through Georgia called Sugarfoot Strut. The brilliant young soprano now sings it for us.
Way down the river where the yams are sweet, there's a new way to quiver with your hands and feet. The dock is due it when the harvest is cut, and the name they give to it is the Sugarfoot Strut. Sugarfoot Strut, just let it warm you, Sugarfoot Strut. Let me inform you, dance in the tree, down where the sweet yams grow.
Sweet and low.
Sugar cake too, brown as a cookie, Deacon Jones too, even Aunt Sookie, form in a ring, holler and sing, let's go. Yams are for young and for old, dig them up cold, then have them rolled in the cold. Food from the sod is good for our bodies and souls. Black is old Joe, brown is what Sam is, yellow is Flo. But gold for a yam is so trouble cut, cut. Let's do the Sugarfoot Strut. Sam is, yellow is close, but gold for a yam is the trouble, tut, tut. Let's do the Sugarfoot Strut.
In his definitive work on music, Le Jazz Hot, Professor H. Panassi comes out barefootedly and says that Earl Father Hines is the greatest living jazz pianist. There may be some who do not quite agree with that. In fact, Father Hines himself often remarks, quote,
"Who me, da?"
unquote. So perhaps we should all judge for ourselves. Let us listen then as Father Hines, assisted by a rhythm background, brings us his own treatment of Song of the Islands.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father Hines, and we do hope you'll visit the Society again. As you all know, fellow members, Dr. Henry Levine has long been one of the leading proponents of realism in music. As an illustration, he is now about to bring us his reading of the Carry Dance. And in the interest of realism, he does not use a baton. Instead, he conducts with a shillelagh, the Carry Dance.
Lovers, we have politely polished another one off. Next week at this time, the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street aims to present another concert to which you are cordially invited. At that time, all our regulars will be present, and our special guest will be Dick Stabile, the master of the saxophone. As usual tonight was Dr. Gino Hamilton. This is Professor Jackson Fluffmouth McCarthy speaking, and this is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.